Hey guys, it's Anna Marie here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm your genie, but with them reason. Okay guys, are you ready for my ramble? Okay, so I'm going to be real with you. What are we talking about today, guys? We're talking about overcoming insecurities, fears, and heartbreaks. So I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to be fake because I think the whole same old lame thing of, oh, I'm not insecure, I don't have insecure moments, is a bunch of crap. Because everyone struggles with it. And I can smell through that. Even the most great looking guy and great looking woman has these issues with body image or intelligence or work performance, just something, okay? And there is truth, of course, the whole fake it till you make it thing. And I think that it is important to be confident, especially with your job, obviously, because you don't want to hire someone that doesn't know, that isn't competent, and then isn't confident. Because when it comes to the job, they should be confident because they should know what they're doing, right? But everyone has those moments in life in general, right? And I'm going to share with you some of my issues that I worry about sometimes, and like I always talk about, self-improvement is a continuous work in progress. So let's talk about insecurities first. Okay, I'll share mine. I struggle with, honestly, I really hate that I'm bony. I hate it, and I've hung out with my friends and I like kind of joke with them, and I'm just like, you know what, I want someone to give me like an injection to make me not bony anymore. And then my friends are like, you know, you're funny. Because it's just frustrating being bony. I don't like being bony. It's just annoying. It's just a hassle. Because things hurt me easily. Like if I fall down, it hurts easily. And I get a big bruise and then I'm bruised for like freaking 2-3 weeks. It's just annoying. It's just incredibly annoying. And I've like talked about this with my cousins. And one of my cousins is like, yeah, I can feel your bony. I can feel it, you know. And she's a doctor. And I'm just like, it's just not fair. It's just not fair that I'm bony. It's just not fair. And I don't like it. And that's one thing I'm insecure about. How I've overcome that is now I just kind of laugh at my boniness. I still have moments of insecurity about it. And my friends are like, Anna, you're not that bad. I'm like, well, I feel like I'm just so bony. And I just don't like it. Sometimes I really don't like it. And it's annoying as heck. But obviously I can't change it, you know. I would like to have something, you know, I don't know if there's like some supplement or something that can make me less bony and less prone to like being hurt so easily. It's a freaking miracle I haven't broken a bone, to be honest with you, because I'm bony. And one of my best friends is like, well, it's because it hurts you easily, so that's why you're super cautious. I'm like, yes, this it is. You know, so there's that insecurity of mine that I deal with, you know, and other people have insecurities such as, you know, how they speak, and I have friends of mine that struggle with confidence, and things like that, and I'm always, like, encouraging them to, like, try to overcome it. It's hard. It's a continuous work of progress. Nothing is permanent. And sometimes you men struggle with feeling emasculated. I know that you guys do. I have personal experience with this. And because guys just don't make up stuff, okay? Just because a woman is perceived as a strong woman, okay, doesn't mean that she doesn't need help from a man now and then, okay? Don't just make up assumptions and illusions in your brain. That's not true, okay? And don't overthink stuff. You guys overthink a lot, and you guys seriously need to relax about worrying about that type of thing. Because just because a woman's a strong woman doesn't mean that she doesn't have needs, or she doesn't, you know, she could use a partner's help with something, or that she doesn't have a soft and warm and fuzzy side. That's just silly. That's just silly to assume that. So guys, don't worry about this. I'm going to talk about this more with some guy friends. But it's a very interesting topic, and I've definitely experienced this before in my relationships and dating. And then there's body image, you know, like I just mentioned with my body image issues. You know, I used to be really insecure about birthmarks. Now I'm just kind of over it because my friends were always telling me, Anna Marie, without your birthmarks, I wouldn't know it's you because it just makes you who you are. I'm like, okay, that's true. I'll give you that. You know, and so, you know, and then I used to be really insecure of, like, my social skills. Like, because I was bullied when I was young and I didn't really have many friends. I was like a loner. And I don't blame them because I was kind of socially awkward. I'm still kind of socially silly, weird, but I've overcome some of that awkwardness. But my my friends think I'm just hilarious, and I'm just like, and it's funny because when I started, people started thinking I'm hilarious, I'm just like, really? I don't think I'm that funny, but like, I've had my friends like fall on the floor, like laugh at me sometimes, like, because they think I'm just hilarious. And so I'm like, okay, well, that's nice. So, because some of the things I say are just so funny. Some things I do are just so funny. So I'm just like, so yeah, that's kind of funny. So I've kind of overcome that insecurity. So with regards to even further expanding, overcoming our insecurity, you know what? I hate to say it, but sometimes it does take a partner to help us overcome insecurities. And you know what? That's okay. But we have to be careful that this doesn't go to an extreme where it's like you have to have someone's approval to get over your insecurities. Now, that's going too far. And that's where you become codependent. And that's where you become extremely needy, where that's just a little bit excessive. And that can really drain your partner because you need to be confident at work. Your partner cannot be praising you every 2 seconds when you're at work. Your partner has their life and you have their life. So whoever you're dating, so to rely on someone else to like compliment you all the time to help you overcome your insecurities is just not realistic, guys. And we gotta be realistic, you know what I mean? Okay guys, what else? So let's talk about fears. So I'll talk about my fears. So I'm afraid of repeating the same mistakes. And it's funny because I realized that I had a little bit of an inconsistent message in a few of my videos where I think I might have confused people. So I just want to make things, some of these clear that for those of you that have watched my videos and for those of you that are new, please do check out some of my videos for sure. On my YouTube channel, please subscribe to me in a moment, is that I used to be anti-marriage. I wasn't afraid of anti-commitment, like to a partner, but I was definitely anti-marriage before, where I was like, no, I'm never getting married, you know. But now I've just kind of just gotten over it. Now I've gotten over it where I'm like, I want to get married, you know. I've just got over that fear. But I still have a little bit of that fear of commitment just because overcoming an 8-year relationship is, 8-year partnership is incredibly difficult. I'm very fortunate that my ex and I are still friends to this day. You know, he's a relatively normal person. I'm just kidding. No, he's like a good human being and I'm a good human being and we check up on each other and make sure we're good, you know. How I'm overcoming this, So some of you might relate to this, is basically I think of it as I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm not going to force a relationship to go at high speed because that just leads to disappointment and that leads to like unrealistic expectations. I'm not going to push opening up too early because I learned from those mistakes. I'm just going to go with the flow. And also, if a guy, this is how I see it, if a guy truly cares about me, he'll empathize with where I'm coming from and understand how I feel and show effort that he wants to get me, that he truly wants to get me and understand that fear and help me not be afraid that he's going to go anywhere, that he's going to stay. That's how I see it. So when I date now and when I go on online dating and talk to guys and things like that, I'm just going with the flow. Like I was talking to one guy the other day and he's just chatting with me like, oh, what are you doing on here? And you know, whatever. And I was just really frank and I said, honestly, I'm not going to lie. I want to get married, but I'm not going to like assume I'm going to marry the guy that I'm talking to every single second online or any guy that I talk to online, because that just leads to unrealistic expectations and that could also lead to disappointment because what if that person doesn't want to stay with me, you know, maybe he doesn't want to hang around the genie, you know, so you know what I mean? So that's how I'm going forward in that aspect and that's how I'm overcoming it. So And I've also come to the conclusion, if you're going through this fear like I am, is that, you know what? Sure, I have this fear, and it's still in the back of my head. And yes, I'm a little bit guarded. But you know what? I refuse to repeat the same mistakes. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm not going to repeat the same mistake. I refuse to put myself through those things again. And I deserve better than that. I'm a good person. I have really loyal friends that see my true colors and see who I really are. And I just don't deserve that kind of crap. I deserve someone that wants to stay. And I would want to stay with him, obviously. It has to be mutual. It can't be like, you know, one way out of the way. You know? So, but that's kind of like how I'm overcoming that fear. And I encourage everyone to share in that perspective. Because remember, you just can't force things, and it takes time to overcome fears. It really does. It's a continuous work in progress. Nothing is permanent. Fear of rejection. Fear of rejection regarding asking someone out and things like that. Okay, this is what I want you guys to do. So I thought about this. So if you're like a little more introverted, or you're a little shyer, or like you've like, you know, I know like you shy guys sometimes have a hard time asking women out and things like that. 40% of my personality is shy-ish, so like I have a hard time. And I will say I've never asked a guy out, although I guess online dating kind of counts, because that's what people do, you know, like, oh, do you want to meet here? You know, that's kind of asking someone out. But when it comes in person, or like someone that you met in person, things like that, I've never asked anyone out. I'm more of like, I ask people to hang out. So if you're interested in somebody, but you're nervous, to overcome that fear of rejection, just ask them to hang out something casual. You know what I mean? Just something hiking or at some game place. Just something very chill that's non-feeling, like, just something very chill and casual to help you overcome that fear of rejection. So that way you can just kind of go with the flow. And then once you feel comfortable, then maybe you can make a move. You know what I'm saying? That's how you can kind of overcome that fear of rejection. That's how I see it. One of my gal friends is like super introverted more than me. Although it's funny because around me she becomes extroverted, so it's funny. but I really think she's ever gone on a date, and she's in her 30s, early 30s. And I told her I really want to visit you so I can help you talk to guys, because being around siblings of opposite sex does help you understand opposite sex better. But even then, you can have a personality that can be a little shyer sometimes. But for her, it's just hard. It's really hard for her. And so I was encouraging her just to ask guys to hang out. Don't ask them to go out. Just ask them to hang out, just to help you get adapted to that situation. Because remember, dating is still a skill. And then overcoming heartbreaks and hurts, that kind of relates to like what I was talking about also earlier with the whole fears and insecurities and things like that. Because sometimes you can get hurt from a crazy ex. You could have an obsessive ex that just, you're like, leave me alone, you know, like stop stalking me, you know what I mean? Or someone that, you know, I had a guy friend where he never dated her, but I had a guy friend that, He had a gal friend, and she would threaten to commit suicide because he wouldn't go out with her, which is crazy. That's absolutely crazy. And I was actually about to get involved with that, because I think in that situation, you need a woman-to-woman talk. It's like sometimes men need a man-to-man talk, you know, to kind of give you a pep talk. Sometimes you need a woman-to-woman talk to get you to get some rational sense. That was just merely nuts. So there, that's a kind of sense of hurt, because that's a kind of psycho manipulation. You know, you could be hurt and disappointed from family members. There's just, you know, friends backstabbing, someone cheating on you, and then you, but don't allow that hurt to ruin it for everybody. You see what I'm saying? Not everybody's going to hurt you. And give people a chance to prove themselves to you that they're not going to hurt you. And I said that to one of my exes all the time, because he had a hard time trusting people. And he eventually started listening to me eventually, but that takes a tremendous toll on dating relationships. So I encourage people to please do keep that in perspective. All right. So that's all I got for you for my ramble right now. I hope this video wasn't too long for you. I will expand more on other topics, and there's lots more videos to come because I'm your name here now. Please do like, subscribe when you have a chance, and share this video because it's incredibly important to bring these things to awareness, because I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to fake it. Remember, why stay stuck when we can get better? Everyone deserves a chance to improve their life, and I firmly believe that no matter what background you come from. All right? Okay, enjoy this weather that's beautiful. If you have beautiful weather where you are, keep up the social distancing. Stay safe in this pandemic. I want all you men, please be careful, because I read that men are a little more susceptible. So please do take care of your health where you reduce the severity of COVID-19 if you happen to cling to it and catch it. Okie dokie. I love ya, and multiple hugs a day keeps cranking this way. Okay, have a good day and good night, people. Okie dokie. Okay, bye.